Hey guys, welcome back. Growing Media Market Abilities, MGA right. Market Abilities.
We have a lot of ability to market.
We are here to help you with your business.
Yes.
To grow it.
Service.
And to make it better.
Needs. Yeah.
But today.
Today.
We're talking about a poison.
Oof.
That can ruin your business over time without you even realizing it.
Oh, let me count the many ways.
You ready?
Poison. Yeah.
So I haven't even told Angie this yet.
No, it's a surprise.
We're going to talk about neglect.
Neglect. Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a lot of things that business owners in particular like to do mm-hmm. is they like to work on the things that they want to work on. And they want to do the things that they want to do. And then they start to neglect things like having a CPA or having real marketing done for them. And
yes.
eventually you ride on the coattails of your big launch that you had for your business and word of mouth. And then once that dries up, you've neglected to market that entire time.
Yes.
And you've lost customers.
You have. And you've lost in this business in particular, an archive potential. And because you can't ever recreate those fabulous things that are happening on the launch or yeah. some of the new, you know, business or opportunities, and people will think, well, you know, I'll cut there, but nobody thinks like you're talking about long-term and
right.
what's the impact. And,
yeah.
you know, if they would, it pays off. It really does a little bit more planning and not being neglectful.
Yeah, because if you neglect to do the simple things like marketing,
yeah,
and which
or
is like
having your certified public accountant helping you,
yeah, exactly. Because if come tax season, if you're not prepared, you're screwed.
You are
and
screwed.
You literally might go out of business because you did not prepare well,
right?
And guess what? Having a CPA is that hard to do?
No, it's not. It can be expensive depending on how much service you need. But we had an instance arise recently where, you know, you may think you're a small business, right? You may
yeah.
think you're a contractor and nobody's keeping up with you. I assure you that you are being counted.
Oh, for sure.
So if there's a company and that company has paid you in excess of, I think, $500, maybe it's changed, you will be issued in this instance, a 1099.
Right.
When you choose not to file your taxes or you choose to provide incorrect information, the IRS is going to look for you.
Yep.
And they're going to start with the company that issued the 1099.
Yep.
Because that company will get in trouble if you are not legit.
Wow.
We might have found that out firsthand.
Dang. I didn't realize that. But yes, but and
it wasn't something we neglected to do.
Well, sure,
it was something right. another individual
right.
neglected to do.
But see, and that's the thing about it is like it's so easy.
It is.
It's like there's
do it the right way.
Even if you can't afford a CPA, you can afford like QuickBooks or yes. or something yes. FreshBooks yes. to like
an Excel sheet. Just
yeah,
write it down.
Yeah, just take every week. You know, count down all your expenses, all of your
You'll
all
be
of your
glad
income.
You did.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but then let's bring it back to marketing.
Okay,
if you neglect to like commit to a continuous form of marketing, even it doesn't have to be like this outlandish perfect thing,
right?
But just putting your name out there consistently,
right?
People will forget that you exist.
That's right. And I tell people that all of the time, like. I don't need somebody to manage my lawn care right now. But when I do, I need to think about one name. And that's because you've been in my feed. You know, you're out there. You're constantly doing things in the community.
Right.
I've seen your work. It's wonderful. I've made a mental note. The moment I need reseeding or I need somebody to come out and help with grub control or weed control, I'm going to think of one name.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is impactful marketing.
And here's the thing is like, a lot of that stuff is actually pretty easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can't afford a company like Growing Media, which you probably can, you just don't realize it.
Right.
It's so easy to just at least put a few pieces of content out there a week,
yes.
share it, ask
yes.
people to share it for you, and just continue that over and over again. People are going to remember your name, or people who you've never met in your entire life, who don't even follow you, who only see your friend Ted sharing your posts every now and then, are going to call you up and then hire you. And it's going to be only because you posted. You just continuously put stuff out there.
Yeah, I'm going to share something with you that
yeah.
I've been grappling with this week, and I just haven't done it yet, but I'm going to. because I was instructed to do it. Growing Media is a faith-based company.
For sure.
We put God first.
Yeah.
And everything that happens to us, good clients, bad clients, opportunities, it's because of our buddy JC, you know,
There are people God. I'm so happy that we don't work with anymore.
Right.
And it's no offense to them, but I think it was just a grace that God had on us.
Absolutely. And I've neglected, I want that somewhere on our website. I want it on our social media. If for no other reason to know that you can trust us to make some of those calls for you, because we've all, as businesses, we've all been in those situations. Is this the right thing to do? You know, is this morally sound? Is this in the best interest of whomever? And sometimes just having that compass and that, you know, the morals and just being faithful and understanding that it's authentic and you need to let more people know. So we've neglected to let more people know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, hey, thanks for being vulnerable about that, Angie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really on my mind this week. And I think that's important. And then I loved it when I came in and you said, you're not going to believe all the calls that I've gotten this week. I'm like, what are you talking about? And you're like, churches, because you did so much pro bono work. It's
incredible how much I've given.
But you know, God's taken care of you and given you opportunities. And now it might be coming full circle because you're so good at what you do within the churches and helping them with their audio and you know, the music, and which is such an important part of worship, that more people want to learn from you and they want you to help them out. So that's big.
Yeah, it is a big deal. And it's something that I have, it's ironic because God has actually asked me to do something like this for a long time.
Free of charge.
For
lodging.
No.
To put yourself out there.
Yeah, to actually do this at like a bigger scale rather than me just helping local churches.
Okay.
And I have neglected it. Because I was scared and I didn't think I was good enough. And so that actually kind of goes back to a lot. If you guys didn't watch the last episode, go watch it. We talk about how you can really do something incredible for yourself and that you're way more valuable than any company could put on you monetarily wise or, you know, character wise. So go back and watch that. But yeah, I neglected to do this because I didn't think it was right. I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was the person to do this.
And my money's on you.
Ironically, I am.
You are.
And the more that it happens, the more I realize that. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is out there for everybody. I'd be like, everybody is actually very special in a certain way, that God has a certain plan and you just need to step into it.
Absolutely.
And so if you needed that little nudge to step in, this is it. This is that nudge.
And I hope you heard that first part. Sometimes if you have an interest and you want to do something and maybe you're just starting out, do it. But do it complimentary, like it until you get really good at it.
Yeah.
And then you can decide if you want to continue to do it. And who knows, you know, you're probably going to reap the rewards of all that time that you donated and you helped other people as you were learning a skill set.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that I've noticed too, is that if you are helping people, sometimes people actually want help from someone who is literally just only one step above them.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to even last episode where we talked about the comparison game where it's like, I'm learning from someone how to make money or whatever, or run a business, but they run this multi-trillion-dollar business. And so it's like, you can't even relate to them on any sort of scale at all because they're here, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually, there's a lot of people who actually want to learn from someone who is like, hey, I just made my first 80 grand this year starting my own business.
And then
you're actually talking to someone like, hey, these are the steps that I took.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you can actually relate to them because you're like, hey, I was in this position last year. Let me show you what I did.
Don't neglect that. Reach out to people.
Yeah.
See, I love that. Neglect.
Yeah.
And you called that a poison.
It's a poisonous thing that it could, because it will go out to every area of your life. If you start to neglect the things that you should do, I mean, your health.
That is so frustrating.
If you stop working out or stop eating healthy, then all of a sudden you're going to start watching more movies or mm-hmm. TV shows. And then all of a sudden you're going to neglect doing the dishes whenever
the
you
yard
could do
work
them.
And yeah. The, yeah.
And it just goes in, it just sinks into every area of your life. So once you stop neglecting things in one area, it's actually going to do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Is you're going to stop neglecting all everything else in your life.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so guilty of it. And you know, we what I point, are. Yeah, it was just, but let me tell you something. If you've been in that position and then one day you wake up and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. You really hope to at least get through two on that list, right? But think about how much better you feel when you complete those tasks that you've neglected for so long.
Yeah.
You know, and for whatever reason you neglected it, whether it's laziness or just a little reluctant, or the payoff, man, when it's out of your mind because it's checked, that box is checked. You feel better.
Oh, for sure.
You really do.
And then whenever you feel better.
You do better.
You do better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you impact people in a more positive way. Look at how that's such a residual, right?
It's like the true like ripple effect that you see in water.
Yeah. Right?
Like once you make a big decision and you drop this big rock in the water, it ripples out.
It does.
And then does things that you don't even know about.
Yeah.
You know, like there are some times that where I've done things for some people and, you know, as a favor or something. Mm-hmm. And then years later, they'll come back and be like, oh, I remember when you did that. We were so grateful.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't even remember That's your
amazing.
Name. Like,
yeah, that is amazing. And it is really great when people remember things like that, because the other thing that we talk a lot about here is your footprint. You know, and maybe considering all of these things will help you to neglect things less. And that is, how will people remember you? You know, what impact did you make?
Yeah.
How many people did you touch? And
your reputation.
Right. It's so easy to talk about work all the time and marketing yeah. and how we're going to do things. But you're really marketing yourself every day as a human, as a business, you know, as a parent, as a brother, a sister, whatever yeah. you are, you know, what we would offer you is just be the best version of that. And there are people out there to help you with that. And maybe in some strange way, this podcast can help people,
oh, totally.
You know, yeah. just be encouraged, because it's sometimes good to hear that, okay, I'm not failing alone. You know, other yeah. people are in the same position I'm in. I can do better today or tomorrow. I wouldn't even say tomorrow, do it today.
Yeah, because if you're like, I'll do it tomorrow, you're neglecting. You literally just, it's yeah. funny, once you realize that, you realize how many little things you neglect when it comes up and you're like, oh, I can just do that next week. For example, one thing I've been neglecting for months now.
Oh, you only have one thing?
Well, I mean, there's a lot.
Right.
But this in particular, it's really funny, is my gut. I need to clean my gutters so bad.
Dude, you're that guy.
And I don't want to pay for it. So, because I know I can just do it and probably do it in like 20, 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
But I just keep neglecting it. And it's not like I don't have a ladder tall enough. I do. Like, it's like, there's no excuses at all.
Are you going to do it today? And send us a picture when it's done. Look at that pressure we just applied.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Okay.
If I actually have time before the sun goes down.
Dude.
I have a lot of work to do.
Look, I will align myself. I'm going to do something right along with you, okay?
Okay, what are you going to do?
Because my husband is so forgiving, right? And he'll overlook things, and he really shouldn't, because if he said something, I think my feelings would be hurt, and then I would do it faster. But I've been trying to, he goes, most people spring clean. Why are you deciding to do it in the winter? You know, and a lot of it is just get rid of things you don't need. That's another season I'm in, is like, get rid of the stuff. It just clutters everything.
So much stuff.
So I've started bagging things up, and I now have made a perfect rectangle, like around my car in the garage, like bags of stuff. And every day, like, Steve is tripping over it, and like, he doesn't say anything. Because his car is on the other side. And if he would say something, I probably would have done it sooner. But I will send you a picture of a cleaned garage when I get home. And I expect the gutters to be cleaned. We are no longer neglecting this.
I legitimately don't know if I can do it tonight.
Listen,
but
good for
try.
You that I'm away from home for a couple
try.
Of days.
Yeah.
So by the time this podcast airs...
Okay. By the time this podcast airs,
we're going to show both pictures.
Yep.
Are we going to do a before and after, or just the after? Like, we don't even want people to see
I don't want people to see my
gutters. I don't want people to see my stuff. I mean, although I'm donating a lot of it, it's very nice. But yeah, it's just, but man, it's bad. It's so bad that I'm fairly certain that some of the spiders have moved in. They're preparing for winter. Like, you know, they'll just come in there and yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. Put it this way, I wouldn't take it back in the house now, you know, because it's been in the garage too long. So.
Oh, yeah.
Look how vulnerable we are today. Just admitting, I know it's so trashy. And then I get so mad, like if he leaves the doors open and like any of our guests could see my stuff, you know.
But you haven't gotten rid of it.
I haven't gotten.
So it's on you.
Oh, dude, I'm such a loser. No, but I neglected it. I have neglected it over and over. And I can't tell you the days that I'm like, today's the day.
Yeah.
And I still don't do it.
Right.
And I'm very frustrated.
Yeah.
And disappointed in myself immensely.
Yeah. Same.
That's why I came to Carbondale. I just left it. I left it in Clinton, like 3 hours away. I don't even have to think about
it. That's why you came here.
Just to get it. Yeah. But Steve's so sweet. Like he just, me, I said, I promise I'm getting it out of here. He doesn't say anything.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes, see, maybe I need that little, Angie, this is ridiculous. Like I can't even get to my truck anymore. Okay. Yeah. Like I got to step over this. Right. I might've added something to the list last I purchased something and I left today. So I left like these things I just bought too. So I think his pathway's even lessened more. And I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Well,
I don't even feel better talking about it.
Falls and
I know, right?
It's on you.
And he's in the middle of harvest, so he's coming home and it's dark. I mean, we have lights in the garage, but there's no excuse, Angie. It's ridiculous.
All right. Anyways, well, I think we're done with this podcast.
Clean your garage out if it's messy.
Yeah.
Be kind to each other.
Clean your gutters.
Clean your gutters. Ridiculous. All right, guys. Thanks for watching Marketabilities Podcast. We're here to help you. I mean, we can talk about anything that you want to talk about. We can help you with it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would be the one to help ensure that your garage stays cleaned out, but you know,
we're here to help you not neglect the things
that
you need to do.
We're here to give you encouragement. Do not be neglectful.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.